Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Moving Phase with Rev.
This is Mighty Men of Valor, with your host, Reverend Cleveland Howell III, a Living Saved Ministries production. We invite you to listen as Reverend Cleveland Howell III teaches young men using sound biblical doctrine and personal life experience how to live a better life in this world. And now, without any further delay, here is your host, Reverend Cleveland Howell III.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. I want to welcome each and every one of you this afternoon to the Mighty Man of Valor show. I'm your host for the show this afternoon, Elder Cleveland Howell III, and we thank the Lord, amen, for another wonderful day, another opportunity to be in the land of the living. Amen. God is so good to us, and I ask that you would look at your life right now and see all the things that God has brought you out of and all the things that he's done. And even those things that he's doing for you right now. And I guarantee you that you would want to give the Lord some praise, that you would want to worship and magnify the Lord, amen, in spirit and in truth tonight. Amen. So without further ado, let's pray. Amen. Father in heaven, we come before you tonight, O God, with thanksgiving and with praise. Lord, we love you. Father, we thank you for all the things that you've done and all the things that you're doing, O God. Lord, we magnify you. We glorify you, Lord. We uplift your holy name, O God. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you search our hearts, search our minds, search our souls, Lord. If there's anything in us, God, that is not of thee, Father, remove it. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you, Lord, and we just ask and pray, oh God, that your will and your way be done, Lord, whatever you see fit. Our hearts and our souls says yes to your will and yes to your way. Father, we love you. And God, I thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing, oh God. Have your way, Lord. Order my steps, direct my paths, oh God. Speak to my heart, oh God. Show me, Lord, what you want me to say, what you want me to do, O God. I pray, Lord, that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, O God, will be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. So, Father, we give you praise and glory and honor, Lord. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. I want to welcome you once again to the Mighty Man of Valor show, and I'm your host for this evening, Elder Cleveland Howell III, amen. And we're just going to see what God is going to do tonight. I have no clue, amen. I have no idea what God is going to do, but I know one thing. He always does something great, amen. So if you have your Bibles with you tonight, I would like for you to turn with me to Isaiah chapter 2. Amen. Isaiah chapter 2. Let's see what the Lord does tonight. Amen. Isaiah chapter 2. And we're going to begin with, let's say the first, amen. Let's say the first verse. Amen. Isaiah chapter 2. Once you get it, say amen. And we're going to move forward. Now listen, what you're going to need tonight is a piece of paper and a pen so that you can take some notes so that you can follow me tonight. Amen. So that we can see what God is going to do in our lives. So let's go and let's see what direction God is going to take us in. Amen. Amen. Okay. 43. Okay. Let's go. And the Bible says this. The word that Isaiah, the son of Amos, saw concerning Judah. and Jerusalem. And it came to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills. And all nations shall flow unto it. And many people shall go and say, come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem, and he shall judge among the nations and shall rebuke many people, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. Well, our lesson for tonight is, are you walking in the paths of Jesus? Amen. Are you walking in the paths of Jesus? But I want you to focus with me here on the second verse. Amen. Turn with me to the second verse here, and let's read that one more time. And it shall come to pass in the last days. We are in those last days right now. We are in the days where that people think it's okay to marry same sex, and people believe that it's okay to do this and that. But so many people are confused about what these last days are. They believe that the last days are yet to come. And many of you listening tonight, you're wondering what's going to begin, what's going to happen. But the Bible declares, amen, that when the last days are, we are living in those last days right now. Now, turn with me. Let's go to Hebrews 1. And 1 and 2, Hebrews 1 and 2, and let's just walk through the Bible a little bit tonight. I don't know the direction that God is going to take us, but I'm excited. Hebrews 1:1-2. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who, being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged sin, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. We find that the last days, they begin after our Lord and Savior Jesus came on the scene. Look at this first verse where the writer says, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. Many of you may ask, what does this scripture mean by sundry times and divers manners? God used various ways, amen, to speak to his people, amen, to help them understand in the Old Testament. He did not always speak to the people in the same way. And even back in the Old Testament, back in Exodus, he spoke to Moses, sharing with him all types of things. But I want to ask you a question tonight. Are you walking in his paths? Are you walking in the paths of God? Amen. Because if you're walking in the paths of God, you'll be walking in righteousness. You'll be walking in holiness. You'll be getting to the place where God will have you to be. And in these last days, a lot of folks say that they're walking in the paths of God, but they're really not. They're walking in unholiness. They're walking in uncleanness. They're walking in a lot of different ways. But God is looking for a church where some peoples are going to walk in righteousness. Some people, because what we got to realize is that we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. People are wondering, are you walking in his paths? Are you walking in his ways? And only you and God knows. See, because we are already in the last days. But let's go to Psalm. Let's go to Psalm 119. Amen. And the psalmist says here, 119 verse 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet. When you are meditating on the word of God day and night, you will find out that God's word will illuminate your pathways. He will brighten those dark roads. See, he will help you to get to the place, amen, where he has designed and called for you to be. And the psalmist says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. And he says in verse 106, I have sworn, I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments. The only way that you can keep God's righteous the judgments, the only way that you can walk in his holiness is that you have to follow and obey his word. That's the only way. That's the only way that you and I can get to the place where God is calling us to, is that we have to walk in his word. We have to obey his word. We have to respect his word. Amen. There's no other way. A lot of people say that they're walking in the ways of God, but they're not. They are walking in sin. They're living in sin. They're living in homosexuality. So how can you walk in the ways of God? How can you get to the place where God is calling you to be? How can it be? There's no way that you or I can say that we're walking in the light as he is in the light if we don't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. He said, I am afflicted very much. In me, O Lord, according unto thy word, except I beseech thee. Amen. Yes, Lord. Except I beseech thee the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgments. My soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law. Amen. He says, the wicked have laid a snare for me. But when you're walking by the word of God, when you're allowing the word to be a light to your feet, it does not matter what the wicked have laid for you. He says, yet I have erred not from thy precepts. He said, Lord, I have an ear from your word. He says, thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. He said, I have inclined my heart to perform thy statutes always, even until the end. God is looking for a folk who will be with him, who will walk with him. And we must understand that God's word in 2 Timothy 3:16, the Bible says that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So that means we need to be led by the word of God. He says in Acts 1:16, men and brethren, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judas, which was to guide them that took Jesus. The word of God will lead you and guide you in all truth. There's no other way to look at it. We have to walk by the word of God. We have to meditate on the word of God. We have to obey the word of God. Amen. That's when God is going to bless us. That's when God is going to use us for his glory. What about you tonight? Let's go to Psalm 130, the Psalm 119, verse 130. The entrance of thy words that giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. I opened my mouth and painted, for I long for thy commandments. Look thou upon me, and be merciful unto me, as thou usest to do unto those that love thy name. Then he goes on in the 133rd. He says, order my steps in thy word. Amen. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Amen. This is what's going to happen when you make up your mind that you're going to follow and obey and walk in the word of God. Amen. He says here, order my steps in thy word, and let not iniquity have dominion over me. He says, deliver me from the oppression of man, so will I keep thy precepts. The only way that you're going to be able to be delivered from the wickedness and the evilness of man is that God's word has to direct you. That's why he goes back in the 97th verse. He says, oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thou through thy commandments have made me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than my teachers. He says, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Though thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. See, when you love the Lord, when you love his word, you will hate every false way. He says, thy word is a lamp. And then he goes on back, as we were reading back to 133rd, he says, order my steps in thy word, and let not iniquity have dominion over me. Only God's word is going to keep you from sin. Only God's word is going to keep you from the enemy. Only God's word is going to protect you. He says, make thy face to shine upon thy servant, and teach me thy statutes. That's verse 135. Then he goes on into verse 136, and he says, rivers of waters run down my eyes, because they keep not thy law. See, when you don't keep God's law, you'll find yourself crying, you'll find yourself weeping, you'll find yourself having to deal with a lot of stuff that you have no business dealing with. Amen. He says, righteous art thou, O Lord, and upright are thy judgments, thy testimonies that thou hast commanded are righteous and very faithful. My zeal have consumed me, because my enemies have forgotten thy word. Then he goes on into verse 140. He says, thy word is very pure. Amen. Therefore thy servant loveth it. Amen. He says, I am small and despised, yet do I not forget thy precepts. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, yet thy commandments are my delights. He said, the righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. He said, it's everlasting. Then he goes on into the 140 verse. He said, Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. I am small and despised, yet do not I forget thy precepts. He said, Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, yet thy commandments are my delights. The righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. Only the word of God can give you understanding. Only the word of God can give you wisdom. Only the word of God can give you knowledge that can help you. I challenge you tonight to let God have first place in your life so that you can walk pathways. It's the only way that we're going to be blessed. It's the only way that we are going to be the men and women that God has called us to be, is that we got to walk in the ways of God. There's no half-stepping. There's no short change in God. He wants us to walk in his ways. What about you tonight? Are you willing to walk in the ways of God? Are you? I'm asking you, are you willing to walk in the ways of God? God is looking for you. He's waiting for you to walk in his ways. That's what he told Joshua. Turn with me to Joshua. Joshua, I believe it's the first chapter. Amen. Joshua. Joshua, the first chapter, verse 8. The Lord is speaking to Joshua, letting him know that this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Do you want to be successful in life? You've got to meditate on the word of God day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Then he tells him, have not I commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with you. God is with you, and he wants you to walk in his ways. He wants you to walk in his ways. So the question needs to be raised, are you willing to walk in the ways of God? Have you made your mind up that I'm going all the way to walk with Jesus? It's personal. It's personal. Are you willing to walk with Jesus? See, because this is what it is. To get to the place where God will have us to be. Let's go to Psalm 19. That light will help you in darkness. Psalm 19, verse 8. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. It's very simple. God's word is pure, and it enlightens your eyes. It gives you light. His word helps you to see. It gives you vision. It gives you vision. What about you? What gives you vision? Who helps you to see? What is it? Only God can help us. Then he goes on here to Proverbs chapter 6, verse 23. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light. And reproofs of instruction are the way of life. And then it goes on into 2 Peter 1:19. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arises in your hearts. We gotta love the light. We gotta love the word of God. Let's go to Psalm 119. And I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. You got to love the word of God to get to the place where you would have them to be. You have to love the word of God. And God is challenging us tonight to get to the place where he would have us to be. He says, and I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved thee. Then Psalm 119:72. Gold and silver. The psalmist is saying, the law of thy mouth is better unto me than gold and silver. He says, the law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. Isn't that something? David says that the law, that word, the law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. That's what the word will do. The word will help you get to the place where that you realize. He says, I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Amen. Let's go to Psalm 119:82. My eyes fail for thy word, saying, when will thy comfort me? And I am become like a babe in the snow. Yet do I not forget thy statutes. How many are the days of thy servant? Then he goes on here Psalm 119, verse 97. He says, "Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thou, through thy commandments, have made me wiser than my enemies." Thou, through thy commandments, have made me wiser than my enemies. Let's go to Psalm 119. Do you love the Word? God's Word contains nothing useless or worthless. Everything is what we need to make it. Comes from God's Word. Amen. Then he goes on. Let's go to Jeremiah. He said, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord, God of hosts." Amen. God's word, it's mighty in its influence. Amen. Jeremiah 5. Let's go to Jeremiah 5 now. Amen. Let's go to Jeremiah 5. Let's go to Jeremiah 5. Turn with me now. Might be something here that you're looking for. Amen. Jeremiah 5. And let's look at verse 14. Amen. Jeremiah 5 and 14. And the Bible says, Jeremiah 5 and 14. And the Bible says, "Wherefore, thus said the Lord, God of hosts, because ye speak this word, behold, I will make my words in thy mouth fire, and this people wood, and it shall devour them." Amen. It shall devour them. God's word is like a crushing hammer. Jeremiah 23, come on. Jeremiah 23 and 29, amen. Jeremiah 23 and 29. And the Bible says, "Is not my word like as a fire, said the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces?" Amen. God's word is a life-giving force. Amen. He says, "So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone." God's word is full of safety. "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, the Jew first and also to the Greek." God's word is a defensive weapon, amen. "And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word."
They don't notice that I'm there. No one stops to look or stare. As I look upon the hill, I see something.
God will help us to be the God that He's calling for us to be. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen. Amen.